Oh, put it in.
Whatever it is in.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's in. It's in. Oh, deeper.
Party on your pussy.
The Reverend is in.
The Reverend is in.
The Rev Bookburn Show. Sunday evening, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now heard on LoisBurra.com.
And over here, the weapon of mass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So we are ready. Okay. Begin. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn, and we're doing one of my favorite shows all year. Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. And, alright, kill the Frank Zappa CD. Okay. We have some very special guests, but they can't stay. In addition to the lovely Lolo, who is the host of Lolo Radio and who is a very special part of this birthday celebration weekend. We also have, we are delighted to and honored to have Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy here with us as well. And they are here to wish me a happy birthday.
Stop. Okay.
No playing the jam until later. And so we are delighted to have them here, and we're going to start off with them. Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Thank you. That was the lovely Marilyn Monroe, and we thank her for being here tonight.
And okay, it's my birthday show, and we want it to be good, and I got a killer playlist, so plus the usual hijinks and another message. Must be Lolo. Yes, you're Marilyn Monroe. Okay. All right. Having said that, let's play the first tracks. Thanks to Lolo and Marilyn Monroe for, and everybody else who has kicked off this birthday and made it extra special. And now I'm going to play a song that has nothing to do with any of the themes of the last teen shows that were about something political or something pot related or something about sex or something about a goof on religion. This is just plain a song that I like, actually a song that I love. It's by The Jam, and it's called Absolute Beginners.
This world, there's no one to be seen. They start to feel it and turn and quietly walk. This is Hannah Burton Early, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend McBurn and Pastor Willmeister and John the Craptist and Mimi and all of the crew at Mimi Radio. And it's such a good weekend celebrating Reverend McBurn's birthday, and so many people, I can't even name them, are making this weekend extra special. And now we're going to play a very special song for Sherry, the coffee goddess, and Jennifer Hunter, and so many others who have already made this birthday spectacular. It's a very beautiful song. This is Hannah Burton introducing Iggy Pop's beautiful song entitled, I Wanna Be Your Dog.
So, Mel Pop, I want your beer.
tracks from the new Anti-Flag CD, The General Strike, I Don't Wanna, and Broken Bones. The Damned did Thanks for the Night, Iggy Pop did I Wanna Be Your Dog, Sugar Cubes did Birthday, Love did Alone Again Or, and started off with The Jam doing Absolute Beginners. This is Reverend Bookbinder. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live most Sunday nights at Lulu Radio, lewisburek.com, and announced and updated always at reverendbookburn.com, redirected to revbookburn.blogspot.com. And tonight is the birthday show, and we are pumped, semi-low functioning, but pumped just the same. It's been a stellar fucking weekend, and we're going to be off the air next Sunday night, returning in 2 weeks on April 29th, where we will do our 420 show. But since we're not broadcasting on 420, which is this coming Friday, we will do a belated 420 show for this year, calling for the legalization of marijuana and the freedom for all weed prisoners. That is on April 29th. On May 6th, we will begin our celebration of May, which we do every year, May being National Masturbation Month, and we're going to take matters into our own hands and do two shows for National Masturbation Month. The first is on May 6th, National Masturbation Month, focus on the family jewels. And on May 20th, National Masturbation Month, the Oral Compass. And those will be fun to do. It's always a blast doing the National Masturbation Month shows, and there will be shows to remember. We kind of went against tradition by not doing Palm and Stroke Sunday this year, instead doing Rush Limbaugh's Viagra Adventures. And thank you for all the feedback to that show. That was one of the highlights of the year so far, according to the great Bookburners. And that is recorded and available in the archives now, also for free, at Radio For All, radionumeral4all.net. Thanks to great friend, archivist, engineer, co-producer from afar, and a whole lot more, Pastor Rex Cat. And last Sunday, we did not do another traditional sacred annual show. We did not do Easter, what some people will do to get nailed this year, but thought that with some of the goodies at reverendbookburn.com, we sort of kind of made up for missing that traditional show. So happy belated, no, Pastor Hormaster, we don't say Good Friday. We say Great Fucking Friday. And it was that weekend. Happy Great Fucking Friday. Hope it was a blast for you as well. Let's see. What do we talk about during a birthday show? Since it's not a theme and I'm not ranting and raving about something going on in the world. And let's see, do we have birthdays? Well, mine, and happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn. No deaths, I'm happy to report. Those deaths from the past that we always acknowledge at this time of year. On April 9th, the anniversary of the death of 60s folk singer Phil Oakes, and that was in 1976, and on April 12th, it was the anniversary of the death of Abbie Hoffman, who seems more relevant than ever in these times of needing not only resistance and activism, but also needing to expose and deprogram from the lies of the corporate media. And the simple-mindedness of the culture at large. And so we acknowledge and honor all this time later the relevance and the life and work of Abbie Hoffman, who was gone from us April 12th, 1989. And let's see, coming up is Earth Day. And the media has a field day with that, because they want to attribute it to a sick fucker named Ira Einhorn, who they wanted to call the leader of the hippies, which was laughable. And he was more like a small-time cult leader who joined the Earth Day bandwagon and had like a small flock of people naive enough to follow him around, and became a murderer. And so the media, not just the Fox News types or History Channel or other extreme bullshit artists, but most of the mainstream media, the corporate media, has opted to make him like the symbol of the 60s. And speaking of that, another man they want to call the leader of the 60s, which is even more laughable, was in the news. Charles Manson was up for a parole hearing a couple of days ago, and it's just too fucking stupid to even respond to the shit they say, you know, that he was the leader of the 60s, which he was so far from being that. He was the leader of a very tiny cult, and yes, he lured people by the trappings of the 60s, which he merely used as a tool, but like the tool heads from the teabagger groups that try to call him a hippie or a liberal or whatever, he was actually almost identical with them. He was racist, believed in biblical law, and hated birth control and abortion. So yeah, he was just like you fucks who want to say, oh yes, he was the leader of the counterculture of the 60s, which again was entirely laughable. He was the original Contra, the original teabagger, and one of the original Christian supremacists. So, actually, he's one of your own. He was a Christian moralist. Anyway, what else is happening in the news? The buffoons, I mean, this handwriting absolutely bites. The buffoons in these groups that say there are 850 billion victims of sexual trafficking every year, and blah, 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 are caught not only being liars and hysteria mongers, but also stealing money and swindling people, and they're in their own little scandals now. And so they need to be acknowledged once again. And there's a petition that we link at rivenbookburn.com, because it is a real problem that does exist. And there are some organizations that are legitimate that hate all this shit. But for the most part, the people we told you about, Amanda Clower, and a really simple-minded, absolute propagandistic, total buffoon, can't even read his first name, but Christoph from the New York Times, give themselves such an extreme license to bullshit, and to make it so that every place that has adult ads, every place where there's adult entertainment or sex workers or the like is a perpetrator of trafficking, which is just plain bullshit. You know, that's like saying every pothead is a member of the drug cartels that the war on drugs keeps alive and thriving. And it's hysteria, it's bullshit, and now they're more exposed than ever because of this pretty big financial scam and exposed for some of the more extreme lies that they have been perpetrating. What else? Speaking of holy terrorists, and I can't get over the comments that people make. They, when there's an article about the holy terrorist that bombed an abortion clinic in Wisconsin, you see at the end of any article about it, all these idiots saying, "What about Sharia law?" And it's like Sharia law, Islamic fundamentalist laws in Islamic dominated countries, and we do mean dominated, where they run the government of any nation. Sharia law is almost identical to what you are supporting. Your fights, your crusades against birth control and abortion, against gay people, against any and all adult lifestyles and work and entertainment, kind of corresponds with them. And now, after 30 years of anti-abortion terrorism, another one of your fucks bombed a clinic in Wisconsin. And that is consistent with an extensive 30-year history of such activities. And we want to say congratulations also to our friend Bill Baird, who actually got acknowledged in, of all places, the Huffington Post. So as fucked up as they've become, they did do a good thing by doing a feature article on Bill Baird, and a lot of people who wrote really good comments and support and thank you for being the person who made birth control legal in 1972 and made the Roe versus Wade decision possible less than a year later in 73 by setting the primary legal precedent. Some of the comments, though, were kind of goofy, like, in Bill's honor, they were going to donate to Planned Parenthood and instead of ProChoiceLeg.org, which desperately needs the money. Okay, so what about this birthday? These guys are functioning at a level you would expect. They have hit the bong a little too much, and they still are making the show stream. You know, as long as I see lights and things moving and flashing and zipping around, that means they are functioning and keeping the streaming, so that is good. And it was awesome to have Luno celebrate with us and to have our special guests, of course, Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy here with us. I think that is unprecedented on this show for the birthday show. But that was a thrill, and already, it's, well, the birthday is this coming week, but we're doing the show early. This was birthday weekend, and it was awesome. I forgot to name a gazillion people, including Hippie John, Mr. Scott, and so many, and people I hadn't heard from in ages, in fucking ages. And, Lord Jesus, who, and we're going to have updates on him for the next show. He's always keeping things interesting and contributing great, unknown, unheard of music for this show. So, thank you, everybody who has been a part of this birthday year. And, yes, this is shameless self-indulgence. And I'm going to play a lot more songs that are, as I always try to do, musically diverse on the show. And especially tonight, shows that I like. And we're going to do a song right now from Legalized Marijuana Benefit compilation CD called Marijuana's Greatest Tits Revisited, all covers from other bands. This is a cover of an old, old Cab Calloway song from the 30s, done this time by Murphy's Law, and is entitled Reefer Man.
Save some for later.
This is Dr. Greed, and I am disgusted with the shenanigans that are going on in this disgusting place. That horrible smell of hemp, and the appalling shenanigans that go on in this building. And now they have me introducing a song on Reverend Bookburn's show by Public Image Limited.
You never listen to a word that I said. does not always do the best that I know I can do for you, and I want to say thank you.
You heard Shame 69 doing the live version of What Have We Got. Public Image did Public Image. Brian Ferry did In the Midnight Hour. The Pixies did Here Comes Your Man. Trash did Lollipop. And started off with Murphy's Law doing Reefer Man. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, and we're just a little silly and giddy and giggly and having a lot of fun between humans, dogs, and both of whom we know, and have been having just an absolutely awesome weekend. And it's not over. And it was awesome to have, of course, Lolo come down, and Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy to kick off the birthday show. And I thought, since it's the birthday and all, and I got a lot of great stuff, and new music, new movies, the best stuff in my point of view, I thought I'm going to review and add to some of the things on the want list. Now, long-term book burners know that if things are obtained that are on the want list and you get them to me, that a person is well rewarded, gets great stuff sent back, and or special song dedications, and but I think people mostly like the prizes and the significant stuff, and we're going to get you a new article by Paul Krasner, who we heard from. He thanks the Bookburners. It was actually me, but he thanks the Bookburners for acknowledging his birthday on the last show. We played some tracks, and he's still at Paul Krasner, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, if you want his books or CDs. But we want to get you a new article that he just wrote on the rising thread of the anti-choice movement. And it's not revisiting abortion, it's... I think it's restricting abortion, but brand new article by him, very good. It's the old Paul is back, and writing a very powerhouse article. But I will send you great stuff, either by Paul Krasner or some of the bands that blew through here, who gave CDs to give out as prizes, and we actually haven't done this in a while, or even talked about it in a long time, so I'm going to bring that up. There is a want list at reverendbookburn.com. Some of that stuff has been found, and I want to emphasize some of the harder things to get, and this is with some fanatical collectors and people who can find anything on the case and still not finding it. So what the Reverend wants is a copy of the film that came out around 1990, I believe. If it wasn't 1990, it was close to it. And it was about censorship, and it's a film called Damned in the USA. And when it came out on video, on VHS, they cut the Lou Reed song, which I've no idea why the fuck they did that, but he changed Walk on the Wild Side to Walk on Wildman's Side, a reference to Reverend Donald Wildman, who sued the filmmakers. I think that was a part of his legal beef, too, was that song that Lou Reed did at the very beginning of the film, Walk on Wildman's Side. And I went a copy on DVD with the Lou Reed song, and if somebody comes up with that, you will get a jackpot. Ditto, a little film that they used to show in the art theater on South Street in Philadelphia in between films, that was only about 10 minutes long. Insanely funny. It's a goof on Elvis that is so fucking funny. The whole theater was hysterical. And again, it would be shown between like two cult classics. And it's called He May Be Dead, But He's Elvis. And reward for finding that. A kind of an animated adult feature that's about 15 minutes long, called La Toy Shop, when the people who run the toy store, an actual toy store, leave, and then the toys come to life, and then there's an adult section, and when those toys come to life, it's very awesome. And new items, anything on CD by a band I was just turned on to pretty recently, Fever Tree. They were from the 1960s. From the 1970s, a band that had members move on to form Nazareth and some, you know, more popular and well-known bands. So this was a band with young members called Soft White Underbelly. And I want to find something by them before they went on to become big stars in their young heyday. SVT, which was a punk band that had a former member of Jefferson Airplane and Hot Tuna in it, Jack Cassidy. Oh, it was his birthday recently, like a few days ago. Happy birthday, Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy went from Jefferson Airplane to Hot Tuna. Oh, he's on the Jefferson Starship for our first album, Blows Against the Empire. And a ton of other bands. I mean, a ton of other albums that were like people's solo albums. And like, he was a guest on Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland recording. And his brief venture into punk was in a band called SVT. I found a CD somewhere, not Amazon, I don't buy from it, but something small time. But so I found a SVT CD that had a whole lot of tracks, but not the one I want. I'm looking for an SVT recording or CD that is inclusive of the song New Year, not the New Year song. And I'm just playing that on this show. I only have it on vinyl. And our previous hosts haven't had vinyl opportunities in a substantial amount of time, and usually not around New Year's. And that I would just like to play. in all footage of pranks, or even just acknowledgement in the news of pranks against the former members of the dead Kennedys, the ones that sued Jello Biafra and became total corporate greedheads. And hopefully you're boycotting the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. And we know that Access of Music got them with actual Jello at one of their shows in California, and miscellaneous other pranks. And A, we reward for the pranks, and B, additional rewards if there's anything that we can use or link to, pictures, video coverage, and any pranks against the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys. And speaking of Jello, we're off the want list for a minute. Jello Biafra has collaborated with great friends and a fantastic band from Vancouver in Canada, DOA, and have released a new single in support of the Occupy movement entitled We Occupy. And I think that's also on the new DOA release. There's a new DOA release, We Come in Peace, and both are from Sudden Death Records, and that deserves a plug. SuddenDeath.com, their longtime label, SuddenDeathRecords.com. So if you go to SuddenDeath.com, you can get either the We Occupy single or the new DOA release, We Come in Peace. One more thing from the want list that nobody has found in since we've been doing the show, and I don't bring this up all the time because I just don't think it's appropriate to always talk about shit on the want list. But there was an article in the July 1967 issue of a magazine called Sepia, which was spelled S-E-P-I-A, and had a cover story about Bill Baird when he was violating the laws against birth control and abortion rights, and risking all kinds of imprisonment, and actually was jailed for a while. And there was a cover story about him, and well, we want to find it for the Bairds, and they're at prochoiceleg.org, but we will reward any book burner or anybody who finds that. Alright, enough of the want list stuff. Alright, so happy birthday to me. I have new music. Some of it's just going to be spread out over the next couple of shows, and other stuff that I've been finding in conjunction with the themes of said shows, like the 420 show and there's two shows for National Masturbation Month. So you are going to hear some new stuff. I'm going to start the third set of tunes here with a new CD. Just got this shortly before the last show. It's the brand new CD by Bruce Springsteen, which is really great. And the CD is entitled Wrecking Ball, and the name of this track is Wrecking Ball.
I was raised out of steelhead swamps in Jersey some misty years ago. Through the mud and the beer, the blood and the cheers, I seen champions come and go. So if you got the guts, mister, if you got the balls, you think it's your time to step to the line and bring on your wrecking ball. Bring on your wrecking ball. Bring on your wrecking ball. Take your best shot, let me see what you got. Come on, you're a getting ball. Now my home's here in these mess.
tell me stories that drift away to rust. And all our youth and beauty has been given to the dust. The game has been decided, and we're burning down the clock. All our little victories and glories have turned into parking lots. When your best hopes and desires are scattered to the wind, hard times come, hard times go, hard times come, hard times go, hard times come, hard times go. We'll be right back.
This is going to be the thank you song to everybody who was in any way a part of this birthday celebration week or weekend so far, and anybody whose name was not mentioned in our new functioning brains. For tonight, it's by the Big Boys, and hopefully this will help with your fun, and it is entitled Fun, Fun, Fun.
Trying to say There's a war coming down between my breast and mine. I don't want no war going down tonight.
Stop this! I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution, now, it's gone the way of aid. I want to fall, but it's all for you to do the pain. Stop this war. Stop this war. I'm so different, yeah, I say we're all the same. All God, you know, in this amazing game. Self-destruction, fast, and bending like a bullet. No one can stop it, watch it, I am no one can destroy it.
With another unity song, ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. With the unity song, stop this war. Stop this war. Unity, as one, stand together. Unity. Evolution gotta come right, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come, unity. As one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come.
On the thin blue line, a thousand. Lies for hateful lies till you listen once again. 500 recognize our greatest security is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
We'll be right back. George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I just want to say happy birthday to Reverend Brookburn. He's been such a good man, and he kind of started around the same time that I came to power by a coup with my friends at the Supreme Court, and he's always kind of provided entertainment for people who were kind of appalled by my regime in illegal wars, and of course servitude for the top 1%. But I'm happy to say that my successors, who put the word suck in successors, are going to continue my great traditions of cutting taxes for the rich and deregulating corporate America. So that makes me happy, and that makes me just want to feel generous and say happy birthday, Reverend Brookburn. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Sainted teabagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
When you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have runner-ups. Sunday, April 15th, 2012, at Lolo Radio, LoisBurek.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. Our first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the mentioned earlier anti-sex trafficking organizations who have been caught not only generating false information, inflated numbers, and hysteria to push an agenda against adult entertainment and sex workers, but to rip people off and to get bogus funding and fortunately have a campaign going against them at change.org. The so-called anti-trafficking scammers runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week, which is the anti-choice terrorist who bombed a clinic recently in Wisconsin, and leaving all kinds of Army of God, Al-Qaeda kind of rhetoric about the babies and women and blah, blah, blah. That piece of shit is the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a very special recipient. Someone who can even outshine the runners-up to Asshole of the Week. Someone who absolutely stands out and outshines a bogus organization and outshines an anti-choice terrorist. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... Stop making me laugh. Where's the fart sounds? Where are the fart sounds? Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. Much better. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... The Murderer, George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman famously shot to death a 17-year-old African-American youth who he claimed was attacking him and was dangerous and a suspect because he wore a hoodie. And only the most racist and only the most stupid of people even entertain that notion for a minute. And of course the guy is getting all kinds of support from Sean Hannity and other assholes from Fox News, quote unquote. But the majority of people rightfully see him as he is, which is a murderer and a racist. George Zimmerman, you are Asshole of the Week. Let's go with fart sounds. Okay. You heard a shitload of tracks. Let's see. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Horror, the 2009 version, which is still the most recent version. Generation X did Promises. Sid Vicious did My Way. Before that, Reverend Book Burns' animation theme. Before that, Jerry Biafra with DLA did That's Progress. Ministry did No W. The Offspring did Baghdad. Flogging Molly did Drunken Lullabies. Dropkick Murphy did We Got the Power. Operation Ivy did Unity. Bad Religion did Let Them Eat War. The Big Boys did Fun, Fun, Fun. Murderhead with Wendy O. Williams did Stand By Your Man. And started off with Bruce Springsteen doing Wrecking Ball. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Rev Bookburn's Birthday Show 2012, featuring the birthday of me. And played a lot of music that I like, and also like the show, and that I think most bookburners are like. And as always, we strive for diversity of content and music, and we want to be aware of things in the world and kind of nudge things. things in a more appropriate and humane direction, and at the same time, we want the best of the entertainment and underground cultures, and we like to keep things hot. So, on that note, we're going to do upcoming shows. We're going to do the 420 show belated on April 29th in 2 weeks, and then we're going to celebrate National Masturbation Month, which is the month of May. The first show on May 6th, National Masturbation Month, : focus on the family jewels, and on May 20th, National Masturbation Month, the oral compass. Write to Reverend Bookburn, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. The show is probably going to be up at Radio 4All in a week or less, and will be accessible to anybody for free at any time. Radio 4All.net, thanks to the great Pastor Rex Cat. The Reverend's main site is reverendbookburn.com, which is now actually automatically redirected to revbookburn.blogspot.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. On Fascist Fuck Facebook, where you can't have Rev or the Reverend as a first name, the Rev, and last name Bookburn. And if they still have the info tab on it, if they didn't convert it to that stupid fucking timeline, on the info tab, a link to Reverend Bookburn fan page. We will be back in 2 weeks. We're going to play a closing tune and get out of here. And, I don't know what we're doing after this. We didn't plan anything until getting through the show. And thank you for everything, everybody who was in any way, had any kind of role in this birthday. I couldn't easily figure out a closing track for tonight's show, and so I was just digging through music and decided this track is so fucking great, even though I've already played it before any number of times. But it's by the Dickies, from one of their later recordings, The Dickies' Second Coming, which was after a reunion, after a long time, one of the reunions, The Dickies' Second Coming CD. And this track is entitled Hair. Good night.
Oh, God. wanna give you a down to them. Hair. Shoulder length and long dark. Hair. Here, baby, there, daddy. Everywhere, mama, mommy. Hey, 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 hey. Grow it, show it. Diamonds, I can grow it by hair. I'll let it dry in the breeze. Get it out of the trees. A home for the place in my hair. Well, it's a home for the place. A high for the bumpy. I test my words, write the words for the beauty and the wonder and the thunder. But my hair. It's too short.
One morning, I woke up and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way, and new eyes to see the dawn. Go the way of the mind. The sky is clearing and the night is brighter. The sun, he come, the world is all gone. Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to carry on. Fortunes of fables are able to see. Now witness the quickness with which we evolve. To sing the blues, you got to live the dues.
Thank you. high society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
And my balls are always bouncing, and my ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls. And they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls!
But we've got the biggest!
Get this together. We gotta take control, or we're never gonna get out of control. All that proper conduct is a con too heavy to bear. I've heard tell the truth will set you free. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Gotta find the sin within and let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil, let that devil out. Same old freak out. Got an angel on one shoulder, devil on the other. You got an angel on one shoulder, devil on the other. Angel says, hold back, hold back. Devil says, attack, attack. Angel says, hold back, hold back. Devil says, attack, attack. You want it? You better get it. You want it? You better get it. Or forget it and regret it. Or forget it and regret it forever. Find the sin within, let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil, let that devil out. Oh, let it out. so many ripe apples on the low branch of the tree. You want to reach up and pull one down and take a bite. And while you know your arms are long enough, they feel a little too short. Like life is a little too short. A little too short for letting temptation ruin an otherwise riotously good time. Temptation? Let's put temptation on the unenjoyment line. What do you say? Find the sin within. Gotta let the game begin. If you wanna jump and shout, you gotta let that devil out. You gotta let that devil, let that devil, let that devil out. Oh, come on!
Back in the bed is TH Queen. is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Baby, 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 baby.
And he loves it, he loves it. It curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled. Oh, City Hall Fred, she's nasty, she's nasty.
And she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty on mine. Corrupted, corroded. Well, she's learning today. And I hear she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
Oh, baby.
Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Strap her on.
On the phone,
gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
Walk position, push your abdomen into your spine, rounding your back, and bring your right knee to your chest. Bring it in, out, and kick, out, in, out, and kick, out, bring it in, out, kick it up, keep going, you've got it, tuck your chin, out, and kick, out. Now sit down and bring both knees to your chest. In, out, round your back and in, out, push your abdomen down. Work it, in, out, tuck your chin, keep going. All right, you got it. Now we're going to change sides and work our left leg. Here we go, knee to chest. Ready? Here we go. Bring it in, out, and kick it up. Out, in, out, and up. Keep going, in, out, and up. Work it. Tuck your chin. In, out, and up. Out, in, out, and kick. Keep going. Now sit down and bring both knees in. Out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. Keep going. Push your abdomen down. Tuck your chin. Out, in, out, in. Work it. Hang in there. We're almost there. Now lay back and kick up, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Keep going. Work your abdomen. Up, down, up, down. Don't stop. Hang in there. You've got it. All right. Keep going. Good.
That's a disgusting song, and I love every one of you. I am going to spend the rest of my life in prison. Goo goo ga 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 ga. I love you, you love me. You'll be damaged permanently. So, as I said, I lived in New York City for many years. And completely poisoned me to... Thank you, thank you. I built it. it just made me think about things a little differently. Jenny isn't sure she likes boys anymore, but it's still too soon to say. She likes Mary Lou, well, she's my lover too. We all live here anyway. Our friends aren't fond of our arrangement. Our estrangement. Ah, but we're the best of friends. I will always make amends, no matter what you try to do to me and Jenny and the lovely Mary Lou. I might love Mary Lou, she might know it too, but I'd never let it show. 'Cause it just wouldn't fly. I'm not her kind of guy, except for twice a week or so. So sometimes Jen will clean and pout then. Weather's nice, she'll just go out then. Ah, but every now and then we kind of have a yen for things a duo cannot do, like me and Jenny and the lovely Mary Lou. It's pretty, isn't it? This is one of my pretty songs. Told you I was sensitive. Mary Lou likes a guy who's always trying to catch my eye, and I like to think it makes her burn. Would it be such a sin if I asked him to move in so I could watch the tables turn? I know she might not be affected, but just to see some jealousy, well, I might feel less neglected. For whatever we may want, no one's quite that nonchalant concerning who is doing who, excepting maybe the lovely Mary Lee. Bitch. You'll say it's such a fuss. It's quite a pair, the three of us. And we often share the doubt. I guess we'll have to choose before the lease renews which one of us we will kick out. I know I should consider stopping. I'm not sure I can endure another year of futon hopping. But for three, the rent is low, and so the rest will go to pay a shrink to help me through. Didn't help my days with Jenny, the lovely. So now Jenny's cousin's here for a summer, it appears. And she's all of 17. Yeah, she's kinda cute. Well, for forbidden fruit. But we all suspect she's not so green. But scenes to which we have alluded done no good, though try we would. She said she could not be included. So though it hasn't happened yet, this tete-a-tete, a-tete-a-tete, she will succumb before we're through to me and Jenny and the lovely who sent you?
We'll be right back. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things can make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your sin, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow. So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You can see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you.